Your morning team on WSW, Charlie, Denise, Pat, you. It's 7:42. I need something circa 1988. I think this is it. Ashley certainly fits the late 80s sound. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and you're laughing because you're picturing the video of Rick Astley dancing, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, I thought so. Yes, I am. Yes.
Thanks for joining in this morning on WSW.com, 100.5 and 790, and with Siri and Alexa. And it's, again, a reminder that we talk about how much as we are on air or online, because this is key for a link I'm going to tell you about. That was a link to something that made me discover a huge error, but it's related to the federal government, so I shouldn't be surprised. That dates back to 1988.
88.
Yeah. So if you go to WSW.com, you scroll down, find that red highlighted section. It's the show section, and you can look for the morning team circle. Click on that. Today's date, December 2nd, 2023. You'll find a link. You link up to the Detroit Free Press story as well as to the actual map link. Here's what's going on. So in the Free Press today online, Todd Spengler has written a column that the state, Michigan, is asking every Michigander to take a little fact-checking into your own hands this holiday season to see if the feds know as much as they think they do about who really has access to high-speed internet and who doesn't have access.
Right.
You know, it's a big question.
Yeah.
So yesterday, Michigan's high-speed internet office, I didn't know we had a high-speed internet office, but we do, and we have a director, urged residents and business owners to go online, and you put in your address into the Federal Communications Commission's new broadband map. It shows what internet options are available at whatever address that you put in, and it also includes upload and download speeds, some other data. And it's also available for you, it says, that if you click on the availability challenge, you can put information in which would direct you to if the FCC has wrong information, especially about your home address. And all this is key, according to Eric Frederick, who's the chief of the Michigan High-Speed Internet Office, because it's ultimately going to help Michigan and the federal government decide what kind of money Michigan may get.
Yeah, right.
Because you're hearing about expanding broadband.
Yes.
So this is very serious, obviously.
Is that part of the infrastructure bill, or?
Yeah, is it part of it? Could be.
Yeah.
A portion of it. So, and Frederick says, the more accurate, this is, now here's the key part for me, the more accurate we can make that map, the more we ensure we get our fair allocation. And you can do this until January 13th. So I thought, well, if I'm going to advocate for listeners to do so, I am going to do so myself.
Okay, so you went to the map?
I went to the map. I put got the link, and I put my home address in there. And lo and behold, it does pop up. And it shows me all the availability of providers. Wow, there's six of them. And shows me the upload, download speeds, and things like that. But the map also shows, in my neighborhood, it not only gives the streets, but it also gives some of the landmarks. I happen to reside near a couple of schools known as White Pine Middle School and Arrowwood Elementary. On this map from the Federal Communications Commission, the high school is now on this map known as MacArthur High School. Art Lewis, you're knowing because it has not been MacArthur High School since 1988.
Eight. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
What's this website?
This is from the FCC.
It's the FCC.
I'm not going to tell you the website because it's a long one. That's why I put a link up on the Morning Team Show page. It's like broadbandmap.fcc.gov/home or something like that. But, yeah, and the elementary school, which is Arrowwood, is listed here as Chippewa School.
Wow.
Which I'm guessing, I don't even have a registration on that of when that name changed, but I do know that because it was White Pine Middle School before I even arrived. I arrived here in 1990. And then talking to people, I really, just a couple of years ago when they merged Eisenhower and MacArthur to make Heritage High School, and MacArthur became White Pine Middle School. But on this map, it shows MacArthur High School. Are you kidding me? So how do you trust anything? Everything else seems up to date, but how do you get a landmark that like that so wrong?
I don't know. Again, why not just use Google.
It is a federal government map.
Yeah.
Have you put the link up already?
Yeah, it's on the Morning Team Show page.
Okay.
If you go to today's page and look for the date, and go ahead and
did you find any other little
no, because I tried
like that?
Scrolling in and out, but then it shortens the map. But I can kind of push the things around here.
Mm-hmm.
It lists a few businesses. Nothing else that jumps out at me. Okay. I wonder. It makes me wonder, though, like how many of these roads or these neighborhoods maybe are not listed because they're so brand new, or are the neighborhoods up to date, but it's just some of those landmarks that aren't? I don't know. But listeners, go ahead and maybe do it yourselves and see what you come up with.
Well, as long as it's close enough, I think, is what they're probably what they're aiming for.
More importantly, I guess it's your residence and the internet stuff. But boy, it's like, if you're going to get that wrong, what else might be wrong on this map? I don't know. I'm going to scroll up to one other thing that I know that has changed. See if I can find it here. Well, isn't this funny?
Okay.
So I scrolled up. They list Heritage High School.
Oh, they've got that. Okay.
So they got that.
They've got Heritage, but
they still have MacArthur High School listed on this map. But they have Heritage listed on the map. So at least they have that part up to date. So I guess I'll give them props on that.
All right.
Anyway.
Big country.
One of the ironies of that, Charlie, is that if you look up and you do a Google search of MacArthur High School in Saginaw, it says permanently closed.
Oh, yeah. Really? Doesn't even make reference to the fact that it became a White Pine Middle School.
Nope.
Well, for all the seriousness, Logan, folks, again, this could affect Michigan.
Yeah.
And it's yet to be allocated monies for high-speed infrastructure throughout the state, so make sure your data is correct.
Were you able to still enter in all the information to help them out?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
The information looks right, so I didn't have to change anything.
You didn't change anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that part's okay.
All right.
That part's okay.
I think that's basically what they're going for.
But that's why, again, I use little Rick Astley. I figure, hey, if I saw something from 1988, I needed some musical reference from 1988. And,
Could you play some GNR or something?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I could have done that.
Could have done that. Yeah, because now that song is stuck in my head, and I hate it.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to Rickroll you.